Okay. This week's parsha, we start a new Sefer Shmos. And the opening medrash, the Shmos Rava, for two pages, discusses a very, very important yisod. Medrash starts off by saying, Ve'ele Shmos b'nei Yisrael ha'boi mitzrayim ha'es Yaakov ishu v'yisavahu. So the Forshim explain that it seems like Yaakov, mentioning Yaakov is extra. It already says, Ve'ele Shmos b'nei Yisrael. What's the significance of Es Yaakov ishu v'yisavahu? So the Forshim explain, Mashmashu ikar v'sivalahem al she'yisrayim. I'm sorry. Demilas is Yaakov muta lashminu shekulam shavim liYaakov b'tzidkus. All of the shvatim, all of the sons, were equal to Yaakov in the same level of righteousness. V'chem edalsedu the Yaakov mashmashu ikar v'sibulahem al sheyisrei, because he afflicted them, he gave them muster. U'kadam b'samach as Yaakov kol ela mikocho shel Yaakov. All of them were because of the koach of Yaakov. And the opening quote from Apostle Gemishlei for this medrash is, Chosech shifto sonev no v'ovo shicharo musar. A person who restrains the rod from his son hates him. And if you love him, you give him musar in his youth. I'm sure many of us have heard that Pasuk Shlomo Melech, the wisest of all men, said that if you withhold the staff, then you, of discipline, then you essentially hate your son. But if you love him, then you give him Moser, discipline him in his youth. And the Medrash goes on to explain how Avraham Avinu, he didn't discipline Yishmael, he went off to Derech. Yitzchak did not discipline Esav, he went off to Derech. David HaMelech didn't discipline Avshalom, and he went off to Derech. In contrast to Avram, who had a different approach to Yitzchak, and learned with him, he guided him, directed him, and Yaakov, and Yitzchak as well with Yaakov, and so on and so forth. This message describes the importance of giving Moser. So Nosson Vassal and his Shmuzin described how, if you look at the story with Ishmael, the reason why he became a pair of Adam essentially is because Hagar took him away from Sarah, because Sarah was giving Moser, Sarah was bothering them. Why was she bothering them? Because she wanted to perfect them. And Hagar said, no, thank you. And she went on her way with Ishmael, and he went out. And they didn't want to accept the Moser. They didn't want to accept the rebuke. They didn't want to be exposed to growing. Because the way to grow is through that vehicle of Moser and rebuke and constant improvement and working on oneself. And Chazal say that HaKadosh Baruch Hu loves us. And there are three things that are required with affliction, with difficulty, and those are Torah, Eretz Yisrael, and Chayilim Haba. Because why? Because Yasser Bilchav Yanichecho, Shlomo Melech says in Mishlei as well, the same idea that Mishlei Chavtes, Yud Zayin, Yasser Binchav Yanichechav Yitin Ma'adonim L'Nafshecha. If you discipline your son, he will give you peace, and he will give you pleasures to your soul. If you follow the opposite approach, and you give your son Musar, you give him guidance. Now, again, we know that the Torah says, Hokeach L'Chich Zamizecha, it's juxtaposed with the words, V'Hatalech L'Kamocho. You can't give rebuke, stop. You can't give rebuke because you're angry. You can't say, yell at somebody and say, you're doing the wrong thing, if you don't love the person. Of course, it has to be founded upon love. That's how you give proper rebuke. But if a person lets his son, or more importantly, in our situation, the way I wanted to bring it out is ourselves, if we don't rebuke ourselves, we don't tell ourselves, what, ask ourselves, are we doing the right thing? What are we doing? So basically, we're going to go astray. We need to watch out for Mitzvah Hashem at the right time for your descendants, but also for yourself. Yeah, that's the only way. The opening measures, the Sefer Shmos. Obviously, we know that everything, the Haskalah, the opening lines, are always important. So the Medrash goes on for a few, you see it inside, for a few pages to bring you proofs how in the Ovos, Avram Yitzchak, obviously, and also David HaMelech, how they, sort of speak, went wrong with Yishmael and Esav and Avshalom by not rebuking them in contrast to how Avram approached Yitzchak and Yitzchak approached Yaakov, and how HaKadosh Baruch Hu loves us and He rebukes us, and the great things like Torah and Eretz Yisrael and Olam Haba are only acquired through Yisurim. And the idea is that for a person to grow, he has to go ahead and be given rebuke. And if somebody's not giving you rebuke, you have to go to try to get that rebuke from somebody, either a Rebbe or a friend, or try yourself while learning Musar. And same note, Moshe Rabbeinu, you know, why was Moshe Rabbeinu, one of the reasons why Moshe Rabbeinu was chosen to be the leader of the Jewish people and to be the one, the Savior, to lead the Jews out of Mitzrayim, is because Moshe grew up, he grew great. What was his greatness? Was the godless of Moshe Rabbeinu? He couldn't stand wrong. He couldn't stand evil. He couldn't stand it. He couldn't stomach it. He was the honor we call Adam, but when it came to the situation where what he saw a Mitzri hitting a Jewish person for no reason, he couldn't take it. And he killed him. Same thing when he goes to where? He goes to Midian and he sees the shepherds bothering the daughters of Israel. He goes ahead and he takes care of them. He can't stand evil. And tonight, Mitzvah Hashem, when we open Friday night, like we do every Friday night, Chazan opens up, he says, and then he says, Hashem Sinura. The pasuk in Tehillim, Oave Hashem Sinura. You know what defines a person who loves Hashem? A person who despises evil. A person who can't stand evil. Because you understand that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Kulo Tov, and anything evil is an antithesis of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. For example, it reminds me, I don't know why, I connected two stories, but the story of the Chofetz Chaim, where the person, someone was smoking on Shabbos. So, Ohavei Hashem Sinura, he loves Hashem, he can't stand evil, he can't stand the Chil Shabbos. So, sometimes the reaction has to be a little bit harsh, but in the Chofetz Chaim's story, with the person with the cigarette, Chofetz Chaim held his hand and started to cry. That was his reaction. He hated it. He didn't know how to function. He was so distraught. Moved to tears. You know, when we see Chas V'Shalom, we should never see it. But if we see Chil Shabbos, we should despise it. We shouldn't throw rocks necessarily, but it should bother us. When we see somebody speaking Lashon Hara, when we see somebody doing an Aveira, it should bother us. That's the siman of a leader, that's the siman of godless, that's the siman of Ave Hashem Sinura. Bali Musar, actually, I think this is Rav Moshe Rosenstein was the Mashkiach, that was Mashkiach in Lomza, and he spoke about his Rebbe, the Mashkiach, I believe referring to Rav Ruchem Lavovitz, and he was Maspidim, and he says, with all his greatness and his tremendous character, what was one shining nikud of how he worked on himself? Every single day he would say, we know that those are the words of Yaakov Avinu when he's stealing the mechayra. Maybe my father's going to feel me, and he's not going. And I'm going to be like a trickster in his eyes. That's how he lived his whole life. That he was always worried about what his father. What maybe my father's going to look into me. Maybe my father's going to see that something's wrong with me. Referring to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, a person he would never rest on his laurels. He was on such a high level, and his tefillos and the first night of Rosh Hashanah were. Always went for hours. And one time somebody hid nearby and wanted to hear what he was saying. And over and over and over again he was saying this pasuk, Ulayim Hasheni Avi Vahisu Banam Kemesatea. Maybe my father will check me out and see that my deeds aren't appropriate. He'll see that it's not me and I'll be like a trickster. So, Hayotzi Mikol Dorenu, what comes out of all of this, perhaps the, I don't want to say the mistakes, but what went along with the upbringing of Yishmael and Esav and Avshalom, and what went right with Yaakov and Yitzchak, and of course Yaakov's sons. In addition, let me just add on. It says, we know in last week's parasha Vayechi, it says, "Bezos asher dibel lehem avim veivarech osam ish asher kibruchoso be'ach osam." It says, and Rashi says that Yaakov Avinu gave a bracha to all his children. But if you look at the Psukim, Reuven, Shimon, and Levi don't get brachas. They seem to get rebuked. It's not a bracha. So what's the answer? The answer is, as the Gemara in Talmud says, an important Gemara, the Gemara says, Kol's man she'tochochos ba'olam, whenever there's a rebuke in the world, Tova u'bracha ba'in la'olam. If there's a rebuke, if there's Muslims, then what comes to the world? Tova and bracha. So therefore, when Reuven, Shimon, and Levi get rebuke, that is a bracha. Why? Because what comes forth as a bracha, what's supposed to come forth from the rebuke, is bracha and improvement. Which is also why, if I'm not mistaken, that those of you that know Tainus, right? Why is it that after the thunder comes the rain, right? Because the thunder is supposed to wake us up and to do tshuva, and once we go home and do the tshuva, we merit the bracha. I don't know exactly where's the Gemara, right? Gemara Tainus, is that correct? No? Okay, but yeah, Tainus? It is. Okay, you know the exact quote? Basically, thunder gets rid of the creases in the person's heart, and then what comes afterwards is the Geshem. So what rebuke does is it fixes up a person, and then he's fit to get the brachas. And that's why Moshe Rabbeinu, who was an example of one who gave tochacha, who couldn't stand ra, was the one chosen to lead the nation out of the Golos. And that's essentially now going into Golos Mitzrayim. The Jewish people, the whole point of Golos Mitzrayim again is to be a form of a rebuke, to train the Jewish people into perfecting themselves as a nation, and ultimately to be able to leave Mitzrayim and to accept this Torah. And Nassim Vakfogel ends off by saying, many people say they don't see success in their learning. It doesn't make any sense. They sit and they learn, they daven. What's pshat? How come they're not succeeding in their learning? So he says the explanation is because they don't understand, they don't realize that everything needs rebuke. Sha'akol tzarach tochacha. They relax. They learn mitoch harchava, which means they learn with enjoyment, vast amounts of knowledge, in relaxation, without any major problems, without any tochacha, without any rebuke. So it's obvious that why they don't achieve success. And so many people forget this point. So he ends off with the line, Haroitzilis alas v'toro v'tfilo midas tovos obashum ma'ala acheres tzarech limtzalo aderech chayim shutokochos musar. He has to have a rebuke. He has to have ways of musar of improving himself. Tzarech limtzalo tokocho v'zatzech. If you have tokocho, so then you'll be successful. And everybody knows, we've given the muscle many of times with weightlifting, with friction. That's how you get better. You don't get anywhere having the varsity basketball team playing the second graders, as I've said many of times. It doesn't work. So I think the lesson of Golos, and the lesson for our lives, and especially many of you are departing the yeshiva in Eretz Yisrael in the coming days, in the coming weeks. The only way to, first of all, I don't think one's aspirations should be to survive necessarily. I don't think the aspirations would be that what I did should stick with me in my next stage of life. Our goals should be, before we leave here, as Rabbi Olson always says, leave from the base measures, our goals should be to continue growing. This should only be the launching pad, the foundation of where you go further. And the only way it's going to happen is if you have constant rebuke. Now, how does a person, practically speaking, how do we have constant rebuke? Some of you, it'll be learning Musar on a daily basis. There's no shortage of Musar Svarim to learn on a daily basis. 5 minutes. Person sits down, literally 5 minutes, to remind himself who I am, what it was like to be Ben Yeshiva in Eretz Yisrael, and continuing onwards. Whether it's constantly talking to friends, on a regular basis, am I still holding there? Am I doing well today? A chavrusa of sorts to discuss. What can we improve? Every week, pick something else to improve on. Don't just try to find problems. Be proactive. Have a Rebbe that you speak to or email on a regular basis. Ask them different questions. There's so many tricks, so many strategies that a person could use to ensure that he continues to grow. And they have to be based on Muster. And Muster doesn't have to be negative necessarily. It could be positive. In our generation, it's very important to always remain positive. You don't want to be too harsh on oneself. But on the other hand, If a person wants to grow and he wants to continue to be successful in his spiritual life, which is the most important part of his life, the spiritual aspect of his life, he needs to have a strategy. I think it would be, if I can say, a little bit irresponsible for anybody to leave yeshiva without some form of vision, of strategy, of how he's going to maintain, how he's going to grow, or at least maintain what he achieved in yeshiva. And it's not just about how much he learns, not just about the Gemara he learns, it's in all aspects of his avodas Hashem. He's been olam makom, he's been olam chavero, and Rebbe Hashem has followed the model of the ohavei Hashem sinura, that we if we love Hashem, and there's no shortage of ways we connect to Avas Hashem, whether it's everything he gives us on a everything he gives us on a personal level, on a national level, the world, how much he gives us. We have to be sinura, we have to hate evil. And the only way to constantly make that a part of our lives is to think about it. And like it says in Mesiyas Hasharim, right, Havan Ischach Malo, Paro and Mitzrayim, they wanted to make sure that we wouldn't rebel against us. What did they do? They kept us very, very busy. They made sure we had no time to think. They made sure we had no time to think and to corroborate and to collaborate and to rebel against the Egyptian government. That's what the Yetzer Hara wants from us. The Yetzer Hara doesn't want us to have time to think about this stuff. The Yetzer Hara wants us to go into our next stage of life and not to set up strategy, not to have tokocha, and to just go with the flow and just coast. But we're in Yetzer Hashem, all of us are going to take it upon ourselves to combat complacency, combat not thinking. We're going to think, and we're going to try. And Yetzer Hashem, if you push forward, above the time, if all of you want to continue to grow and continue to purify yourselves, HaKadosh Baruch Hu will help you, but it has to be founded on tokocha. Without tokocha and rebuke that one gets from himself, or from a chaver, or from a rebbe, or from a mussar sefer, we will unfortunately not be successful. But our bracha is that each and every one of you will take it upon himself to continue to grow and to be successful. Shabbos.